the
18th.
18th of May, meeting of the Stormwater Utility Commission, and call that to order. May I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Hawkinson?
Here.
Commissioner Mattson?
Here.
Commissioner Parker? Vice Chair Thomas?
Here.
Commissioner Chair Crocker? Let the record show we have a quorum. Commissioners Crocker and Parker had asked to be excused.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving to the next item, a call to the audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during the call to the audience phase. In order to speak during the call to the audience, please specify what you wish to discuss when completing the blue speaker card. Staff, were there any requests to speak?
There were no requests.
No, and just to let you know, I'll be leaving in a week. I'll be back to office. So I haven't forgot you guys. I'll just be gone for those two meetings.
Understood. Thank you. The next item for the day is council liaison comments, information only. Councilmember Green.
We have been dealing with the budget, and the gold star goes to stormwater executives who sharpened their pencils and came in with a great proposal and passed unanimously. So,
great.
Good job, guys.
Thank you, Commissioner Thank Green. You. Councilmember Green, I'm sorry.
Call me Your Highness.
Your Highness, thank you, sir. The next item that we will move to is the director's report for information only. Mr. Spiker.
Thank you, Vice Chair Thomas. I've got a bunch of items here. We have not met for quite some time, so I apologize for the length here, but let me get through this. Thank you, Councilmember Green, for bringing up the study session that the Town Council held on May 17th and 18th in regard to the fiscal year 23-24 budget. The Stormwater Utility is seeking increases to the personnel line item to account for the town's compensation and reclassification study that was done in 2022. We have asked for a reduction in the capital improvement program line item due to only anticipating delivery of one CIP project the upcoming fiscal year. That will be Sierra Wash at Via Mandarina. And then we are also realizing a slight reduction in our O&M line item due to a reduction in the estimated fuel consumption. We overestimated what we might be paying, and as we realize the actual costs, we've scaled that back. So that leads to, as Councilmember Green mentioned, a slight reduction in our overall budget for the stormwater utility. Next, I want to let you guys know it is fire season, so as a reminder, please be aware of how your actions can prevent fires from occurring. The Forest Service, the Coronado National Forest, recently saw the Molina 2 fire on the Catalina Highway near milepost 4 due to some careless individuals shooting alongside of the road and sparking a fire. About 200 acres burned before the fire department was able to put that out and get it under control. But please be aware, we are seeing a weather phenomenon happening right now with a lightning potential, but luckily we've actually seen some rain. So I'm hoping that kind of dampens everything down and limits our exposure to fire. But until the monsoons kick in full gear, that is our primary concern right now is fire. Next up, I've got the Stormwater Utility's broken ground on two capital improvement projects since we last met. We've got a drainage improvement project at Sierra Wash and the Ron Hop Drive just down the way here. We are improving a spillway that had failed and essentially had some potential threatening of the roadway. So we are extending the spillway apron there and making sure that that roadway and box culvert does not fail. In addition to that, we have launched the Catalina Ridge drainage improvements. What we're hoping to achieve there is access into the channel with a ramp, and then also correcting some erosion in the channel. Both of those projects are expected to be completed by the end of June, so this current fiscal year, and we will be making some presentations on both of those projects at an upcoming meeting, so you guys can kind of see what we're doing and get some photos, take a look at the plans. And we have visited those at a stormwater utility field trip, so we might go look at those as they're completed, but nonetheless, we'll present those to y'all. Next up, the Community and Economic Development Department has launched a public housing survey. I did email all the commissioners in regard to the survey. What the CED department is asking is for y'all to participate in the survey and also help the town promote that survey, sending it out to other residents or business owners that you might know, and helping the town understanding the housing needs as we go into the future. So please take a peek at that email and participate in our survey. It's very much appreciated by the town. Next up, the town clerk's office is going to be hosting board and commission training sessions in the very near future. This is an opportunity for you guys to get a refresher on town policy, which we have a new town policy that is going into effect, I believe, May 20th. So the clerk's office is going to be putting out a refresher on the updates to that particular policy, so you guys can conduct more efficient and official meetings. So take a peek at that. Some information should be coming out in the near future from the clerk's office. Lastly, Commissioner David Parker has reached out to me today and alerted me he's resigning his position on the Stormwater Commission. He's just become too busy to commit time to the commission. So I do wish him well and thank him for his service, but we will be working with the clerk's office in finding a replacement for Commissioner Parker. And Vice Chair Thomas, that is all I have for the director's report.
Thank you, Director Spiker. Moving on to the regular session agenda, item one is the review and approval of the March 16, 2023 meeting minutes.
If no comments, I'd like to move
open it.
The March 16 meeting minutes be approved.
I'll second.
Thank you. Are there any further comments? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Item two on the agenda, discussion of meetings and events. Mr. Spiker?
Thank you, Vice Chair Thomas. A couple of things as Urena brings up the list of meeting and events. I want to point out two of them. April 8th, the Stormwater Utility participated at the Celebrate Oro Valley event at Steam Pump Ranch. We set up a booth, and we're just trying to promote stormwater quality and floodplain management activities that the Stormwater Utility does. We had three council members attend and stop by to say hello. In addition to over, I think, 300 public participants stop by and get educated on floodplains near their homes or in Oro Valley themselves and how they can help keep floods safe and keep the waters as clean as possible up here. Oro Valley does a great job of keeping the town clean, so that was great.
I attended the April 8th and was at the booth. And I will want to commend its staff. They did a superb job with the general public and explaining things to them. And I was very pleased to see, not only pleased and proud, because I knew they would do a good job, but I think they should be recognized for that.
Thank you, Commissioner Mattson. That was Dennis Roberts, our senior stormwater engineer, and Scott Bennett, our GIS analyst, were kind enough to offer up their Saturday to attend that event. And a beautiful day, no doubt about it. But thank you for the kind words. That was actually a really successful event for us, and we will hope to continue to do that again because the turnout is fabulous. Another one I want to point to is the May 17th Pima County Regional Flood Control District Advisory Meeting. There was a topic presented by the City of Tucson on the Tucson Water One Water Program. What the city is attempting to do is educate the public that all water is part of one cohesive water cycle. So surface water, groundwater, wastewater, or recycled water, and stormwater comprise the one water philosophy the city's trying to promote. City's putting more emphasis on helping folks understand water recycling and water reuse, particularly as we're in this mega drought. They're really trying to get people to understand there are other sources of water to be utilized here for irrigation, for potable water needs. So it's pretty exciting to see the city push so hard. As it relates to stormwater, the city is promoting their storm to shade and low impact development or green infrastructure programs to help us collect more stormwater and in essence harvest that stormwater for other uses, which really help our groundwater supplies. So the city is asking for folks to go to TucsonOneWater.com and leave a message or provide input into the program. They've got information and presentations. Again, that's TucsonOneWater.com, one as O-N-E. And public comment is available from May 23rd to July 21st. And I did test that website out. It does work, TucsonOneWater.com. But it's great to see our regional partners really promoting this, alternative water sources for use. Anybody that listened to Director Peter Abraham talk at the budget presentations will undoubtedly know the cap is getting cut and we need to be more efficient with our water sources. So this is a great program and certainly has ties up into Oro Valley here. So that's all I have. Vice Chair Thomas.
Thank you, Director Spiker. Thank you, Commissioner Mattson, for your earlier comments. Do any other commissioners have additional comments today? Okay, with that, we'll move to agenda item number 3, and that's the presentation and discussion of stormwater billing. Director Spiker.
Thank you, Vice Chair Thomas. And we just killed our presentation, but it will come back up here shortly. I am going to have our Senior Office Specialist, Urena Hine, present this, as she is much more familiar with the Spry Point billing and customer portal software than I am myself. But those of you that have been paying your bills over the period of the last 8 months should be familiar with this particular software. The town did launch this in August of 2022. And with that, I will turn it over to Urena.
Hi, everyone. My name is Urena Hind, and I'm the Senior Office Specialist at Stormwater Utility. And I've been doing, I've been in that position at Stormwater since 2018 and doing the stormwater billing and also the Stormwater Utility Commission. So those are two of my major jobs at Stormwater. Are you started? Okay. I wanted to start off with the information that's in the staff report. And so I'm just going to read it because it's just very interesting information. The previous water, we use the Oro Valley Water software, and stormwater is a part of that. We've been using the same software. So the previous customer account management software, known as Cubic, that had been in use since 2008 by the stormwater utility and the water utility, was in need of an update for compatibility with future operating system software updates. And it was understood by both of the utilities that the Cubic software was unable to be updated for capability. And so a solicitation was put out asking for proposals to select a new billing and customer account management software. So we got 9 proposals, and there was a group of us that were on the team. And I was on the team because I gave the stormwater utility input. So the main team was made up of no more than 7 to 10 people who would do the actual voting, a point system on whatever company was chosen, whatever software was chosen. So we did choose the new software is Spry Point, and it was launched in August of 2022. And so this presentation will walk you through some of the benefits. And I look at it as features, just so you can see some of the features that we use in the office that allow us to interact with the software and with our customers. Okay. You have to understand that water and stormwater bill differently. So water has consumption. Some of their screens look different. They just have consumption. So stormwater is a stormwater fee only. So we're a little bit limited. So, but that's what I'm going to be talking about today is the stormwater utility side of it. You have in front of you a copy of a bill that goes out. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But just so you see, there's nothing on there about consumption. It's only about the stormwater utility fee. We have a lot of room for messaging, which the water utility does not have. Did you have a copy of that?
Going back historically, when the fee was set up and the efforts to get it billed, there was questions about the residents in Oro Valley supplied by Tucson Water and Metro Water. Does this new system incorporate billing to the residents that are supplied by the other businesses, or is that being handled separately?
Well, it's in the same software, but through our office at Stormwater Utility, we handle and we bill the customers that live in Oro Valley, but they have Tucson Water, Metro Water, and they have wells. We actually have 85 well accounts that do not have a water provider. So those are known as stormwater only accounts, and that's what's handled through the stormwater utility.
How many did you say? I'm sorry.
It's about 1,500 accounts altogether, Tucson Water, Metro Water, and wells. And the wells total about 85 that do not have a water provider. So you kind of jumped the gun there on my presentation, but that's okay. So in 2008, Oro Valley Water added stormwater utility fee to their bills. And not all the accounts got the stormwater fee because there's irrigation accounts that they have meters at. They don't get the stormwater fee. Oro Valley Water provides water to a certain area in Marana. They do not get a Town of Oro Valley stormwater utility fee through the Oro Valley Water Utility. So there are some accounts in Town of Oro Valley Water Utility that do not have a stormwater utility fee. So when the water utility added the fee to about 17,000 so accounts, the stormwater utility, which had just started up and was getting their customer base going, Stormwater Utility added 1,500 accounts into the Cubic system. That's what we were using at the time. And these were all new accounts, and they were put in to just bill the stormwater fee. Some were residential, and they were billed at $13.50 a quarter because we were billing a quarter. Some were commercial, and they were billed at $4.50 times three for the quarter, times how many ERUs they had. Okay. In the staff report added, you will see the town code, and that has to deal with stormwater utility fee. So when you do go to look at that staff report, you have access to it online here. You will see all the information that how the town council set up the stormwater utility and its fee. And that is 1524 in the town code, 1524.13. And so that will bring you to the stormwater utility fee system. So we have stormwater fee being billed through the water utility. We have 1,500 accounts that we manage at the stormwater utility itself, and those customers call us directly. The payments, though, are processed through Oro Valley Water. They have the system to handle those payments.
So all the payments are processed through Oro Valley Water, but we handle our customer calls. What's the most common customer call that
Why
I get?
Am I paying this?
Yeah. What is the stormwater utility? What is that? And sometimes I hear that question maybe 5 or 10 years after they've been paying. By the way, what is the stormwater utility fee? They pay it. And so I just tell them that after the Clean Water Act, mandated by state and federal laws, that towns like Oro Valley have to do certain processes in order that are required, mandated by the federal and state governments. But they did not provide us any funds to do so. So that is why the stormwater utility fee was started, for the town to be able to do what was required by the federal and state regulations. Yeah. So I try to keep it very plain like that so they understand, keep in very simple words. So now we're at the new software. Any questions about the stormwater fee or anything?
So the building is combined in the Oro Valley Water utility bill monthly, right?
Yes, for customers that have Oro Valley water.
Like me.
Yes. Okay. But again, there are 1,500 people in Oro Valley that do not have Oro Valley water, and sometimes they don't know it. It's like, don't I have Oro Valley water? It's like, no, you don't. You probably have Tucson Water, Metro Water, and then mostly the wells don't call us and say, hey, I live in Oro Valley and I need to be paying the stormwater utility. Our GIS analyst, Scott Bennett, finds them through his mapping of the town, and he finds certain parcels that are not being billed stormwater utility. And quite a few of those were wells. So in the last few years, we've added new accounts into the stormwater utility database that happened to be wells that were not accounted for.
So if it's someone on a well, and now you're going to bill them, mm-hmm. do you bill them quarterly?
Yes. They're billed through the stormwater utility, which is a quarterly billing. But before we do send that bill, we send them a letter and say, you know.
And explain why.
And explain why. Explain it. Absolutely.
Because I can see what the issue is with them is stormwater. We only get rain twice a year. Why would we have a storm?
But you know what? It's not only the well customers. It's all the customers. It's everybody. And they think that the stormwater fee is for their property and their area. And we explain, no, it's for the entire town. It's not, do you drive through the entire town? Yes, you do. So it's for the entire town. Those regulations cover the entire town. Okay, so let's go ahead. So on their website, Spry Point has a little bit of information about the town of Oro Valley. And they said the town of Oro Valley selects Spry Point for a new cloud-based customer information system. So if you do go to the Spry Point website, you can see a little bit more about the town of Oro Valley. And there's some comments in there by Peter Abraham, the director of the town of Oro Valley Water Utility. And it does say there that 9 out of 9 proposals, we chose Spry Point because their platform was best aligned with the town's vision for the future. It was a long process to go through all those 9 proposals. And I think Spry Point was by far one of the better ones, if not the best one. So it was chosen. Peter stated that we were looking for a cloud platform with the functions and features expected by the customers from a modern utility. We felt very comfortable selecting Spry Point as a long-term partner who will continue to support our operation into the future. So, like I said, you can see that on the website. Spry Point had different products. The 3 products that were chosen by the town of Oro Valley, Spry CIS, which is the customer information system, Spry Engage, which is the self-service customer portal, and Spry Mobile, which is used by water for the water staff to talk to their field staff regarding meters and work orders. So that is not used by the stormwater utility. We don't have any meters, and we're not doing any work orders in that line. So, again, we are just using part of the Spry Point software, and it's the customer information system and the Spry Engage. John, can I make this a little bit larger up here? Thank you.
Yeah, that text is a little tough to read.
Yeah,
these are just screen grabs.
Screen grabs, because we couldn't use a person from our system and have their name and address in there. So this was sent to us by Spry Point, just a generic screen. But you can see it's very clean and very nice for a customer service specialist like myself to look at. Up in the top, you'll find the name and the address and the payment information here. Here's a map of GIS map of where the person lives. So you'll find that in each of these accounts. There are tabs along here. I'll look at those a little bit closer. And then down here are the billing agreements. So when you have Oro Valley Water, their billing agreements are water, sewer, and stormwater. Those are on their bills. And if you had stormwater only, all you would see would be the stormwater billing agreement. And those billing agreements contain the rate codes, how much you're going to charge that person, how you're going to charge them. So that's what those are related to. The billing agreements. Okay.
Irina, are you going to be talking about sewer, why sewer shows up here? Is that on one of your slides?
No, actually it's not, if you want to bring it up.
I think it'd be a great point, because we're already clarifying that there's different water providers in Oro Valley. Similar to the stormwater utility, Pima County Water Reclamation Department has partnered up with the Oro Valley Water Utility to serve their billing needs to the residents of Oro Valley. So they're trying to see some efficiencies and not having to bill separately. Wastewater bills are based upon consumption of potable water, so they're kind of tied directly to one another. So it's very easy for the water utility to bill on their behalf too. So that's why that shows up in your Oro Valley water bills as well.
Yeah, and that's a good point. So Oro Valley Water Utility is billing on the behalf of the sewer, and stormwater utility. So they have agreed to put our fees on their bill and collect for them. So, yeah, that's a good point.
And it really is about efficiency. We don't want to have to bill and mail out more. And that's just a lot of extra time and money that doesn't need to be made. So,
yeah. And all the information that you see here, all the customer accounts were migrated from the old legacy, they call it the legacy system, the old one that we were using, and all the accounts were migrated over. So we actually went live with this system August 29th of 2022. And right before that day, there was a final complete migration to make sure all the accounts were over and all the information. And on August 29th, any call you took, you took it through this new system. Any information you put in, any new accounts you put in, all done into this new system. So it was quite a difficult process, but it was exciting for us to go into this new system.
There was a lot of man hours.
Yeah, and they did a lot of quality.
We had to go
control.
Through literally almost every single account to verify we've got the right billing address, we've got the right person. They're being charged the proper amount.
Yeah. The fee, the code, the rate code, and it was a lot of auditing of those accounts. So all of us took part in auditing of accounts. And a residential, is this a commercial account correct? You know, are we billing them correctly? Is water billing correctly for the stormwater utility? So we audited all the accounts that were being migrated, and once they were migrated over to Spry Point. And that took months. It took us actually months to do. So now we're live with Spry Point. And a little bit closer down here. So this is the top half of that customer page.
One more? Okay, yeah, that's good. And so you can see the person's name. And Spry Point breaks it down into three parts. They have the premise or the address. Then there is a customer. And then there is an account. So the premise can belong to different people. It's always in there, and it'll say whoever was in there and whoever left. So a premise is your address, the service address. And then the customers are in there. They can just be sitting in there, but when they move into a premise, they get attached to that premise by an account number. They get an account number. So basically what it is moving in and moving out people from the premise, adding them to the premise as a customer, and then giving them an account number so they have an account number that they can actually pay on. And when they call in, we can talk to them about it. So premise is address, then the customer is attached to that address, and then you have an account. And then again, you can see the GIS map over here.
And what we really liked about Spry Point, that gives us flexibility with renters. Because the property owner still owns the premise, but we can move in different customers, if you will. So if we want to coordinate or talk with them, we know who they are, but we know who the underlying owners are, who are really responsible.
Yeah.
So this software really gives us a lot of flexibility in setting these accounts, for lack of a better term, up.
Right. And Oro Valley Water moves in and out customers that are tenants. They, that's how they bill. They bill tenants. But the stormwater utility is tasked with billing, sending their bills to the owner of the parcel. So that is an ongoing process with us where we try to identify who is the actual owner of that parcel and bill that person. So it's just a little bit type different billing with water and stormwater. We do have tenants for stormwater utility. We also have owners in stormwater utility.
And really, I will speak to that a bit, why there is a difference. What does it even matter? The water utility has the ability to turn the water off. We cannot tell Mother Nature to stop raining. So if people are delinquent on their bills or they're not paying their water, it's pretty easy to make them pay by turning the water off. We are not so fortunate. We do have to chase the property owners down. And are you going to be talking about delinquents payments at all? Is that
Not so much, I don't think. Just touching on it.
So our process for collections, if you will, on people that do not pay, we have to use the legal department. We have them chase them down. You know, we do send them the pink notice. We give them an opportunity to pay. But we physically have to go chase them down to collect money on them. And fortunately, most people are good about paying. We don't have a lot of repeat offenders once we get to that level, but we are going through a collections process, in essence, using Judge Hazel's office here and our attorney staff. But that's why you might see an increase in our administrative fee. You know, we physically have to go do that. We can't have our meter operators go over there and turn it off. So it's a bit of a different twist. That's why we really want the owners listed, not just the tenants.
So I have a question. What is do you have any idea what the delinquency rate is on water utility?
Water?
In the discussion or since it's connected? What about us?
No. Well, you know, water utility, customers can get delinquent, but water is really on top of it because, like John said, if they don't pay, the water's turned off, and nobody wants their water turned off. So no matter what that rate is, as soon as you send out a turn-off notice, the payment comes in, and it continues.
How long do you allow delinquency in the stormwater process before it gets turned over to the legal?
Okay. Thank you for asking that. So when we send out the statement quarterly, it would be in the first month of the quarter. So let's say it would be April. And April covers the months in arrears of January, February, and March. They get a statement in April. They have 21 days to pay before they're considered late. And 7 days after they don't make a payment on that due date, we send them a pink notice.
That's 4 weeks.
Yeah, 4 weeks. We send them a
delinquent notice, it's called, and a pink envelope. And people will tell me that it's kind of aggressive, mean. It says you are delinquent. But I tell them that just think of it as a reminder. You're late. You forgot your payment. Please make your payment. This goes out in the second month of the quarter. So April, we billed them. May, we send out the delinquent notice. Then, if they don't pay on that delinquent notice in 2 weeks, we send them a letter signed by the director that says, we see that you have missed your payment. Please make a payment, or it may be necessary to go to the legal department for collection. So we usually send out about 200 to 250 delinquent notices every quarter out of 1,500 accounts. By the time it comes to the delinquent letter, out of those 250 so late people, we send out about maybe 50 delinquent letters. So by the end of that second month in the quarter, about 50 people still have not made a payment. Then we send those accounts over to the legal department. They will send out a legal letter, pretty much like our delinquent letter, but signed by the town attorney. And by the time that letter goes out, and they have 10 days to pay, we are now down to maybe 6 or 10 people who have not paid out of the 1,500. But it was that process. Every month, you know, the second month we send a notice, then a letter, then a legal letter. And so we might, the legal department might file about 6 summons for us in court of non-payers.
Ms. Hind, I have a couple of questions for you. First off, is there an auto pay capability in this?
Yes.
We have a very transient community
Definitely. Okay. Yeah, that's why we chose SprightPoint. It had a very efficient self-service portal for the customers. Well, our old system did not. So this was good.
Great.
Council member?
My quick follow-up. When you see you have customers staying on a positive and outside of renters, if people have a home and they sell the home and buy another home in Oro Valley, does that same customer record move with them, or do you recreate a new record at that point at the new address?
Yeah, well, that's the idea. The premise does not go with them. Their customer account goes with them.
Yeah, but that customer account does.
And then they get a new account number for the new premise. So,
new address.
Yeah, it's a new address, a new premise.
A new address.
Yeah, so it's all focused on the premise when they move from one property to another. So we have those, every month we have those move-in and move-outs that are sent to us by Tucson Water, Metro Water. And to figure out any move-in or move-outs are 85 well customers, I search them on Google for selling their home. If they have sold their home, then I know that they're a move-out, and eventually someone is going to move in. But, see, no one tells us that on the well accounts. And we have to do that research on those ourselves. We move out that person and hope that within a short time we know who is moving in. And how do we know who's moving in? We go to Pima County Maps on their county assessor's office, who the owner is now after the previous owner moved out. So there you see there's a little bit of research that you have to do for those well customers.
So if you have a renter that somebody becomes an owner, then that record would move with them and they become not just a customer but also the premise, the owner address at that point.
Yeah, if the tenant purchases the home. But we are, don't forget, we're following the owner.
No.
So no matter who the tenant is, we are now moving in the owner. As long as we can track them down. And usually the assessor's office site tells us who is the owner to that property, that deed.
Lots of manual work.
Yeah.
A lot of work hours.
Yeah,
very
on
much
those
so.
Wells.
And that really was one of the goals for presenting this to y'all, is to help you understand the majority of Urena's or the senior office specialists, what they're doing, constantly going through, QCing all these accounts. Because, you know, we don't bring in a ton of money. Our budget at roughly $1.5 million a year, if we're seeing a tremendous amount of delinquent notices go out or non-payers, that has a tremendous impact on our overall budget. So it's imperative that we've got Urena overseeing what water's doing and the 1,500 stormwater accounts to
to make sure those people are captured, the accounts are updated, mm-hmm. and that we're collecting payment. It's really, really critical to us.
Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that the legal letter in that process goes out, because that's what brings in the final non-payers to make a payment. So we can send letters until we're blue in the face, but it's that legal letter saying the town code allows us to take you to court. So that's where our final collections come in.
Is there any, in the time that you've been doing this, any consistent, or, you know, people that have continually refused to pay?
Well, when it comes to the summons, those filed by our legal department, those are the people that don't pay. Some amounts can be, you know, by the time you are haven't paid for two quarters, you're about $25, $32. So we do have people that owe $100. So you know how many quarters they have missed. You know, $200, you know how many quarters they have missed of $13.50 a quarter. To owe $200. But the legal department files a summons and receives a default judgment. And the court has started a new process where called the FAIR program, where they are taking those default judgments and sending them to collections, court collections. So that's a new process. I don't know. We haven't really seen a lot come back from that. But when you have 1,500 customers and you have six habitual non-payers, that's not a bad percentage.
Thank you, Commissioner Hutchinson. Councilmember Green, you have a question?
Where is Spry located? Where are their headquarters?
I don't know. I looked at
Canada.
That. Canada. Oh, yeah, they're in Canada.
They're a Canadian company.
The other question I have is, have you had to use their customer service?
Yeah, that's coming up. That's coming up. That was a big plus for us. So I just wanted to show you the bottom half of the customer page. This is the water, this is the sewer, and this is a screen grab that they sent us. So they also have electric companies. So this just shows you the billing agreements that they can have, and the rate codes are in those billing agreements telling when we run bills, what to charge. So the rate codes are very important, and they're in those billing agreements. That's how it knows to bill stormwater only or to bill Oro Valley water monthly charges. Stormwater only is quarterly, so that's where that's kept. As we go on to the next one. Support tickets. So support tickets are at the bottom of each screen that if you're having trouble, you can fill out this ticket and tell them what your problem is, and you can take a screenshot of the screen that you were on, and then you can add up to like five attachments that you might have to support your request. And once you send out the support ticket and say submit, almost right away they send you an email that says we received it. It's not an automatic generated note. Somebody sends it to you. We received your request. Here's your answer, or I will look into it. So they're very quick on that. So the response is very quick, and then they continue to follow up until they give you an answer that works for you, and then eventually the ticket is closed when you both agree that they have helped you. So these support tickets are a huge plus for this software.
That is for internal staff. We have that accessibility. And for our customers as well. They've got access to Spry support as well.
So these are the tabs that are on the customer service screen. Their billing agreements I was showing you, if they have water, sewer, stormwater. Bill delivery is the address that we use to send the bill. And then receivables shows the money that is coming in, their payments. Penalties will also show you how many times they were late and how many penalties have accrued. You can put an alert on the account where either a big alert or a small alert, but the big one says stop
you know, call Urena if you open up this account, because this is a habitual non-payer. Don't talk to them. I want to talk to them. But it'll just be alert that says, call Urena at Stormwater. So we do use a couple alerts. Then you, their statements are listed here in the statements tab. Then there are other tabs for collections. I can exempt somebody from getting a penalty if they're having trouble getting the bills through the mail. So we have all those customer service tools and helps that help us, and they're right there on the customer screen. There is also, here's the service order. This is what's used mostly by the water to talk to their field staff, so service orders. We also use the tasks. John can send me a task to do something on an account. So that is listed there also. Transitions are move in and move outs. We're constant, every month we're moving in and moving out people that turn off Tucson Water, and Tucson Water will say, this person terminated their service, this person started the service at the same address. I get a whole list of those, and we do those through transitions or another, they actually have another spot, move in requests, move out requests. So this is all on the customer service screen. Stream. I chose this one because if you open up Stream, here's where you put notes in the account. And you can also do emails. If the person has an email, you click on it, and you can send an email with an attachment directly to that customer. We never had the opportunity to do that before. So we can send them an email directly from their account. Did you have anything else to add about that? Okay, so let's go into the billing calendar. Stormwater is on the billing calendar every quarter. And when we generate those bills, IQC them, and we go through it, and that's where we end up with about 1,500 bills that we send out. Question?
And this is an actual calendar inside Spry Point. So both the water utility and stormwater utility can populate this calendar. But you can see it kind of looks like an Outlook calendar. So yeah. We've got all the kind of dates for certain activities within the software. Yeah. So it really helps us to talk to one another and coordinate efforts here. So it's really been a pleasure to see in the new billing software. It really helps us out.
So water is C1 and C2. And stormwater is either stormwater or C3. So that's how we keep them separate. So, and then since we began using the software, water has done the billing for us. There's been a little bit of transition of staff at water. And so just recently we've asked that stormwater take more part in our billing, in billing of stormwater. So we know it. And if people leave water, there will still always be somebody at Stormwater that knows how to bill Stormwater. Okay, so now we're going to go into the customer service portal. It's called Spry Engage, and it allows the customers easy access to pay their bills. So this is kind of what, this is another screen grab from them, from Spry Point. This is what the first screen would look like when a customer goes into Spry Engage. It gives them their information. They can see their bills. They can see their water consumption if it's not a stormwater only.
$17,000.
Stormwater only does not have water consumption. It's just a bill. And but the interesting thing is the customer can choose paperless billing. They can choose auto pay, or they can store their payment information, credit cards, and checking information. And once you go in there for the first time, there's a tutorial that you need to take it. Otherwise, every time you go in there, it's going to ask you, we have a tutorial. Do you want to take it? So just take it and get it done with. So that's pretty much the same screen. In their Spry Engage account, there's a blue button that says Invite. And if they have not entered or signed up for Spry Engage, you can go in
to their account and send an invite. So that's a very handy tool. And then that little one in the middle shows how they register for the portal. So they just need a little bit of information to register for the portal.
And you're going to mention it before, but this isn't really particular to stormwater. We're not consumption-based. You're not going to find a lot other than how many times you made a payment to stormwater. Very applicable on the waterfront. You want to know how much water you used last month? And go right in here. And again, you're showing a chart for electric consumption, but the water's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
If you really choose to be smart about your water use, this is a very powerful tool that the customers don't have to contact anybody. It's at their fingertip here, and they can kind of follow it along with water utility smart meters. You know, they're quite literally just tracking probably on a day-to-day basis if they really want to.
Water also has another program called WaterSmart, and it is not connected to Spry Engage, but the information is pretty much the same. WaterSmart tells you your daily water usage, monthly water usage, and it has tools that you can use also to help save water. Yeah, an alert.
As a member of a board of a community, I've received several.
Yes. Or, you know, if you happen to be a snowbird, and again, you've got all of a sudden you get a leak, and you're like, why is my water consumption going up? Great, powerful tools that, again, are cloud-based, accessible anywhere.
Yep. So, again, another close-up of that dashboard, customer dashboard there. And, again, it's self-service. Touted as being self-service, paperless billing, you can do auto pay. And so paperless billing, to do that, you would need to put your email in the account so we can send it by e-billing, which is very easy for us to do through our billing. Auto pay coming out of their bank account or coming out of their credit card or coming out of PayPal, wherever they choose. So and this is all self-service. We don't have to do this for the customer. They are doing this. Every once in a while, I get someone who does not want to go into the portal. They don't want to do computers. They don't want to set up anything. They say, I just want to write my check and send it to you. Can I do that? And it's like, yes, you can do that.
Or I can walk right over here.
And yeah, or walk right over
That's
here.
That's what I do now every month.
Yeah. So it allows you to make payments. Again, support tickets, it allows the customers to send in a support ticket to staff and say, look at my account, or this is a problem, or I look like I was billed twice, or whatever their concern is, and support tickets come in every day. And then the staff, mostly the water staff, goes through them. We don't get many support tickets for stormwater. Sometimes they're like, take me off automatic payment for checking. Can you do that? Or, you know, I've changed my address or something. Can you help me with that? So, again, water will just look differently, but self-service for the customer. Support tickets. Okay, that was good. This is a closer look at it. In Spry Engage, again, here's the invite that you would click, and it will send an invite to the customer as long as they have an email address in their account. And what that invite allows them to do is to register for the portal to be able to sign in. And when they're on the phone, I kind of explain that to them. You're going to get an invite, and this is what it's going to ask you to do. So I help them be aware of what's going to happen. Here's the sign-in page, accessible from Oro Valley Water and the stormwater utility sites. You can go do a one-time payment without going into the portal, so that's a great thing. Or you can sign in to the portal if you have already registered, or you can sign up here. It allows you to do this, and this is accessible from our website. Sign in, sign up, or do a one-time pay.
Doreen, I have a quick question I thought about real quick. If somebody wants to be, like Commissioner Mattson, they want to pay electronically, do you have the ability to just continue paper bills and just send an electronic bill to save on that process cost?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was on this screen, and it was... Oh, that's okay. It was paperless billing.
Oh, there we go. I see that now.
That's e-billing. Yeah. And then automatic payment from your checking account, a credit card, or PayPal, whatever you choose to use. They have a couple different options. And then just putting your credit information in there. So when you do go into pay, you can just click it. You don't have to keep entering it. So that, you know, compared to what we how it used to be, this is 100% change for the customer. You know, they manage their own accounts now. They used to be calling us up and asking, you know, these questions. Now they can just go in and do it on their own. Commissioner Hawkinson?
If a customer has a big credit balance with the water utility and you say you're gone for 2 or 3 months and you don't make a payment on your water bill, mm-hmm. you know, because it says you've got the credit balance, do not pay. When you don't make a payment, does the system. Do all the charges that are incurred on that water bill that comes out get distributed, or does the water utility just take care of their own charge and leave the sewer, the stormwater?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, everything is paid. They distribute and pay all the charges. If people have a credit on their account, everything is paid. So, again, the water utility is billing on our behalf. So we are part of their billing. And as John says, all those 20,000 water utility customers are our customers because that is our bill on that water utility bill. So they are our customers.
That's great. Thank you.
That's the portal. One thing about the, there was no slide for it, but in the self-service portal, if someone is having trouble and they call you, there is a bar that allows me to click it to mask myself as the customer. So I can go in and see what problem they're having with their credit card, their payment, whatever problems they're having, I can go in and see the account as they are seeing it. And it allows me to act as them if they simply cannot figure out how to do it. So I'm in there with them, talking to them. Then I say, they ask me to do something, and I say, I'm going to go ahead and do this on your request. And we can go ahead and help them make a payment, you know, whatever their problem is in there. So I can mask myself as the customer and then click it off, and I'm back in my normal mode. Yeah. So that's an administrative for the self-service portal. That's the administrative portion of it.
And it's funny to me is there's been quite a number of changes since I've come on board the last 3.5 years, particularly in this type of position as senior office specialist, but with the billing and also web editor, Urena has had to take on a lot more IT functionality. And that's really what she's talking about is almost playing an IT support role for the customers. As you guys could imagine, a lot of folks might struggle navigating through these screens. And even as simple as Urena showed them here, it's still tricky. You know, it's not showing up properly. So she does play a pretty large IT support role. And that also saves our true IT professionals to handle bigger issues. But they're still available. And as we've shown you, Spry support is still available. But we can oftentimes just help navigate over a small hurdle for the customers, and it's really been helpful to the customers. So this software can do quite a bit.
Also with those support tickets, they have a site, or I'm not quite sure what it's called, but where all the support tickets go to live. And so you can go and see every support ticket that anybody in the town of Oro Valley water or stormwater has put into the system, what they are asking help on. So I can go in and see every, and John can also see it, every support ticket that's been requested, closed, what their responses are. So if they're having trouble in water that we knew nothing about, we can read those tickets and say, hey, we're having that same trouble too. Or we could say, hey, that might come up for us. Because their billing is monthly, our billing is quarterly. If they run into problems, it'll be monthly. And then we can kind of watch what happens. You know,
see if there is an underlying pattern.
Yeah. But
or
they
the
are,
water utility gets to be the guinea pig.
Yeah, they are very good at support. So they do get back to you and they help you figure it out. Right now I have a support ticket in, quarterly billing is in July coming up for April, May, and June. We'll bill it in July, but July is the next fiscal year. So I have to have that next fiscal year opened. I was stopped with my billing because there was no fiscal year opened. And so I had to put in a support ticket, figure it out. Here's what you do. You have to do all of this. So that was a huge support to me. It's still ongoing a little bit, but we're going to figure it out. Okay. Any questions about the billing, our customers? Our well customers are very interesting. And again, our GIS support GIS analyst Scott Bennett, is very good at finding parcels in the town of Oro Valley that are not being billed. Mm-hmm. So everybody should be billed. If you have a neighbor who is not paying stormwater utility fee, we call it lost revenue. And Scott spends his time figuring out what parcels in Oro Valley are not paying stormwater utility. Every parcel, every neighbor that you have should pay the stormwater utility. Because if they don't, they're kind of lost to us. But Scott will find them. You know, he will find
almost.
Them. GIS mapping.
He's a big guy. And he's
yeah. He will find them. But then once he finds them, it's up to me to kind of validate that, open up an account, figure out who the owner is, send a bill, where are they living, Pima County Assessor's Office, who is the actual owner of the property. So all of that falls into my lap, opening up that account and billing them. Okay. Spry Mobile is the next thing. Again, that is where the customer service staff and water talks to their field staff. We actually don't take part in that, but it was a big choice for water to choose this application as part of the Spry Point products. Real-time communication with the office, automated dispatch and scheduling, talking about their meters, again, GIS integration, so all of that. And unfortunately, I don't really have any information about that because we don't use the Spry Mobile. But it is an ongoing, I do see support tickets in there in the ticket storage, and they are using it, and they're trying to navigate their way through it.
That's great.
Okay, that is the end of my presentation on stormwater billing. Do you have any more questions? Any questions that I can answer for you? Commissioner Hawkinson was around when we were using the old legacy system, I believe. And now this new system is a huge improvement on that old legacy system that we were using. Not that there aren't problems and kinks as they adjust to our type of work, but those support tickets help us out.
Well, thank you, Ms. Hyman and Director Spiker. If there's no further questions from the commissioners, we will move on to agenda item number 4. Discussion of the 2022-2023 Town of Oro Valley MS4 Compliance Schedule Third Quarter Report. Director Spiker.
Thank you, Vice Chair Thomas. And Ureno, if you can pull up the attachment. That's okay.
How do I do that?
I think you can minimize this one. So you guys have seen this particular spreadsheet before. Really, the main item we achieved in the third quarter was to hold some outreach events. And again, there's really nothing new to talk about per se, but I will let you know we are on track to complete all required tasks
But again, we did complete some outreach efforts here. We're continuing to do our asset inspections. We did collect another stormwater sampling, lab sample here. So we've now collected two stormwater lab samples out of the three required in a five-year period. So we're certainly ahead of the game on ADEQ's requirements here. But you know, again, this is a report you guys have seen before, so I'm more than happy to respond to any questions you have, but we're on track to complete all requirements by the end of the fiscal year here.
Commissioner Hawkinson.
Are all the concentrations you see in this last sampling run you made staying below the EPA?
Commissioner Hawkinson, the second sample that we collected was actually cleaner than the first one we received, so I'm happy to report, and that was at a different stormwater sampling location, but by all indications, our runoff is looking really healthy, if you will. No pollutants are popping on the screen to worry about or to chase anybody down on. So we have submitted both of those for a preliminary review by ADEQ. We want to make sure that we're understanding the report and that ADEQ is satisfied with what we're doing and how we've collected the samples and the processing of those things. They are being handled by a third-party lab, so we aren't in full control of those, but it is a certified lab, so we do want to make sure that it is in compliance with the requirements. But by all accounts, Commissioner Hawkinson, we're doing pretty well.
Great. Thank you, Director Spiker. Do any of the other commissioners have a question on the topic today? All right. With that in mind, we will move to the final agenda action item, and that is the discussion and possible action regarding the cancellation of the June 15, 2023 Stormwater Utility Commission regular session meeting. Director Spiker, please.
So this is a somewhat of a strange item here. I would like to cancel the third Thursday of the month meeting, but because we have upcoming monsoon season, we would like to broadcast our monsoon preparedness message. I would like to ask the commission to cancel the regular session meeting and hold a special session meeting. I had selected June 22nd, which is just the following week. So that would be the fourth Thursday of June, so that we can still get our message out ahead of the monsoon season. But that is, Urena, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we have to make a motion to cancel.
Yes, right now on the table is a motion. Somebody needs to make a motion to cancel this meeting.
So I'll make a motion to cancel the June 15, 2023 Stormwater Utility Regular Session meeting.
I second.
Thank you, Mr. Matson. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we have a special session on June 22nd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
You guys are great.
Thank you.
We read the new memo about the Robert's Rule of Order, so we're going to be really tight on it.
Well, you didn't happen to be at the meeting on Thursday, did you?
Okay. With that, we'll move to the next to the last item, and that is future agenda items. Commissioners, if you have any requests for future agenda items, please raise your hand. Oh, Commissioner Hawkinson?
I'd just like to throw out the idea, since Mr. Spiker mentioned that had a commissioner resigning who's been involved in the process of stormwater for a number of years. It would be nice, perhaps, if there was some way to give some recognition.
Thank you, Commissioner Hawkinson. Yes, recognition of David Parker. And really all that he's meant to the stormwater utility, I think, is certainly a worthy agenda item. We will take that under advisement.
Great. Thank you again, Mr. Hawkinson. Any other comments from the commissioners present today?
If I may, Vice Chair Thomas, I would like to let you be aware of some things that we are thinking of at the Stormwater Utility. Obviously, I've mentioned monsoon preparedness. I did mention earlier the CIP projects. Hopefully, the town council does adopt the town manager's recommended budget. If that happens, I would like to present the stormwater utilities portion. And then finally, I sat through a presentation by the University of Arizona in Pima County on potential stormwater harvesting opportunities throughout the region. They've got an electronic tool or a GIS-driven tool that identifies open parcels all throughout the region and their associated levels of groundwater depth. I would like to bring that presentation or that tool to y'all and show you what the region is thinking about as far as stormwater harvesting opportunities go. So those are just a potential set of items that I think we will work on for June or in the very near future.
Great, thank you. Design, do we need to take any action in support of that? No? Great, thank you very much. With that, we'll move to the final item, and that is the adjournment for tonight. Can I have a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
I second.
And seconded by Commissioner Madsen. Thank you, Commissioner Hawkinson, as well. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you very much. I now call this meeting for the May 18, 2023 Stormwater Utilities Commission complete. Thank you for your time tonight.